What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Night Shift. I'm your host, as always, Zach Hernandez. Now, I know it's been quite a long time since I've released an episode. It's been a couple of months, I think. My last episode was during the NBA playoffs. During the NBA playoffs, so that was a while ago, and I took a little bit of a break from the pod. During the summertime, I was going to a lot of places and I just got really busy and I just didn't have a ton of time to consistently be putting out episodes. So I thought, okay, I'm going to hold off until football season rolls around. And then here we are, football season rolling right around, and I'm hopping right back into the podcast and I'm super hyped to be doing this. So I appreciate you all for tuning in, staying with the pod. Like I said, it's been maybe three or so months since my last episode, but we're going to pick up right where we left off. Football season's about to kick off in just a couple of days. Before we get into it, because I got a couple of things I want to talk about today on the list, we're going to be getting consistent with episodes. I'm thinking of doing like two episodes a week, one where I'm just covering things going on in the sports world, whether that's football stuff, basketball, whatever's going on, and then kind of a fantasy football dedicated episode, maybe something kind of short, anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30 minutes once a week, just giving you guys my fantasy rankings and my favorite starts and sits of the week and things like that, who to go for on the waiver wire. So that's kind of on the horizon, what I'm thinking of doing. So that's what you should be on the lookout for. This episode is being recorded on Tuesday night, should be going up Wednesday. So whenever you're listening to this, this is kind of for this upcoming week one of the NFL. Before I hop into it, though, I do want to say y'all can follow me on the socials, right? On Instagram at thenightshift.pod, on TikTok at thenightshiftpod, and on Twitter at thenightshift, two T's at the beginning, two T's at the end. And we've recently hopped onto YouTube, so we didn't always start recording podcasts and putting them on YouTube. It's only been like three or four episodes that I've done on YouTube. So we're getting right back into it. You can find us on YouTube as well as at the Night Shift Pod. That's right. It says it right down there, so you can see it if you're watching. We're going on YouTube too, full swing and all that. So super stoked that you guys are tuning in. Really appreciate it. We're getting right back into this. And one of my favorite things to do when football season rolls around is talk about divisions. Okay. And that's where we're going to head to start this show. I'm going to cover every single division, who I think is going to win, if I think there's going to be a sleeper team, just how I think each division is going to play out right before the season starts and how I think it's going to end by the time week 18 rolls around and the playoffs are here in January. So we're going to get right into the divisions. I'm going to go division by division, tell you guys who I think is going to take home each division. So let's hop right into it, starting off with the AFC North. Okay, so the AFC North is probably the best division in football. Okay, I think the AFC North has a really solid chance of being the best division in football. You got the Ravens, you got the Browns, you got the Bengals, and you got the Steelers. Okay, that four teams who have legitimate shots at making the playoffs. Okay, and if we were to just go team by team here, you got Baltimore, who's always going to be good, right? They have reigning MVP Lamar Jackson with an upgraded offense. Lost a couple of pieces on defense, but still that defense is going to be good. The offense is always going to be good, especially with the addition of Derrick Henry, right? So you got the Ravens, who are always going to be good. The Browns, who have arguably the best defense in the league. Big question is Deshaun Watson. Is this a make-or-break season for Deshaun Watson? Because obviously everybody knows prime Deshaun Watson, when he was in Houston, was a top five quarterback in the NFL. Obviously had a couple of off-field scandals going on, signed a deal with the Browns, hasn't really been the same since. This could be the year where it's make or break for Deshaun Watson. He was really injury riddled last season. He played a couple of games. He played, I think, like 1.5 games to start the season. Then he got hurt, came back in the middle of the year, and then got hurt again. I think he played two games. I mean, he didn't look atrocious, but it's not the Deshaun Watson we were all used to. So that's the biggest question for the Browns. As for the Bengals, their biggest question has to be if they can stay healthy, if Joe Burrow can stay healthy. And a big piece of that is the offensive line. They have a weak offensive line. They've had a weak offensive line pretty much this whole Joe Burrow tenure so far. So that's a question for the Bengals. But they're still going to be good because they got, I mean, we're waiting for Ja'Marr Chase to get paid. He's going to get his bag. He deserves it. We all know that. And then the final team is the Steelers, kind of the biggest question mark, but they have Mike Tomlin, who just prints out winning seasons, and he's going to do it again, probably. That's just who he is. He doesn't have losing seasons. And I could see the Steelers, you know, squeaking their way 9-8 or something. It's not like they're going to make any playoff noise, but obviously they go out and get two different quarterbacks in the offseason with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They just recently named Russell Wilson the starter over Justin Fields, which, yes, that's a good decision. Listen, I'm not a huge Justin Fields guy, and I know Russell Wilson has fallen off just a little bit, but I do still think Russell Wilson is the way to go, especially on a team that's not that bad with a really good defense. I mean, the Steelers have a really good defense, and the offense, I mean, you put a quarterback in there like Russell Wilson, who we've seen him do great things in his career. He may not be at that point still right now, but a guy like Russell Wilson is not a terrible option there. So how do I think this division is going to play out? I think the Ravens are going to win it. I just think they're the best team. I think that's the most logical decision here. I do have the Browns getting second in this division. I can see a Deshaun Watson sort of comeback season. And I'm not saying we're going to see prime Texans Deshaun Watson, but I can see Deshaun Watson having a year where he really takes a step from the last couple of seasons he's had with the Browns and kind of jumps over the Bengals. The Bengals are just a question mark for me because Joe Burrow's health and this offensive line. Now I know when Joe Burrow was healthy, the one year he's been healthy, they made it to the Super Bowl and almost won it. I mean, they were close to winning the Super Bowl against the Rams back in 2021. The Bengals are really good, but that's just the question: is can Joe Burrow stay healthy? Can this offensive line help him enough to not let the pocket collapse on him in 2 seconds? I don't know. I'm giving the Browns the number two spot in this division. I'm going to slide the Bengals in at 3 and the Steelers at 4. And I do think that this could be a division, probably the only one where it's likely where all the teams finish above 500. It can happen. I don't know if the Steelers will. However, like I said, Mike Tomlin just does it all the time, regardless of how anybody feels. So it's not that far out of the realm of possibility if all these teams stay healthy. But I do have the Ravens coming out of the AFC North. The next division is going to be the AFC South. Okay, the team that I have winning this division is the Houston Texans. I am incredibly high on the Houston Texans. I think I'm actually higher on the Texans than a lot of people are. First off, they showed us a lot last year with rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud. Second overall draft pick with a brand new head coach in DeMeco Ryans thrown in there, and they win a playoff game. They made the playoffs, won a game, eventually lost, but this team is young. This team got better, added Stephon Diggs, I'm not the biggest Stephon Diggs fan. I actually thought he was a smidge bit overrated in his days with Buffalo, but the Texans are a team that was really good last year and got better, and they're younger. Now, people have the question, was it just kind of a freshman year, CJ Stroud, like lucky type thing? He's going to have a sophomore slump. I think CJ Stroud looked too good to have a sophomore slump. Now, I'm in the position where I do think the Texans and CJ Stroud are going to get better and make a leap. Some people might think they might just stick around the same or drop a little, which I can understand, but I'm in the boat where I do think CJ Stroud is that good. I'm super duper high on CJ Stroud. So I do have him in the winning this division. I do want to say that my number two team in this division is the Indianapolis Colts, who I am also kind of high on. And I don't think people should just brush past the Indianapolis Colts. I think they're good. Another team where you got to hope the quarterback stays healthy, right? Anthony Richardson looked pretty dang solid in his first couple of games. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, you're blinded by fantasy. No, I watched the Colts last year. Anthony Richardson, sure, he was a rookie and he had his rookie moments, but Anthony Richardson looked solid for a rookie quarterback until he just kept getting injured. The scary thing about Anthony Richardson's injuries are like, some of them were like head injuries. Like these were not just like, oh, he hurt his hand. Like it was like some things that are kind of caution. You got to take some caution with. So that's the biggest question mark here for the Colts, right? You got Jonathan Taylor, you got Michael Pittman, and the offensive line, not nearly as good as it was a couple of years ago, needs some improvements, especially from last year, and that's going to help Jonathan Taylor. So hopefully they can show that. And if that offensive line does, and Anthony Richardson does stay healthy, I think you're going to see a pretty solid Colts team in the AFC South. I'm going to have them getting that number two spot. Number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just a solid team. Not too much to say about the Jags. I just don't have a ton of, like, Trevor Lawrence, he got paid, okay? They got solid pieces over there in Jacksonville with guys like Christian Kirk. They actually lost Calvin Ridley, went to Tennessee, who we'll talk about in a second. Travis Etienne, right? So the offense has solid pieces. I'm not too worried about that. I'm not super high on this team's defense, and I do believe that the Jags just don't have enough to outmatch the Texans or the Colts. Just kind of bland, in my opinion. I'm not even super duper high on Trevor Lawrence. Don't love the Jags. Put them at three. Could see them finishing above 500, though. The Titans are just bad. I have nothing really to say about the Titans. This is just kind of where all the washed up receivers are going with Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. Tony Pollard made his way over there too, so he's their starting running back, and it looks like Will Levis is going to be the quarterback. I mean, mayonnaise man, I'm not like super high on Will Levis. He's not that good. So I could see this Titans team winning like five games, but no, it's not going to be good. So that's the order I have for the AFC South. However, those Oilers jerseys that they wear are probably the best uniforms in the NFL. AFC East, this is a really good one. Okay, this is a really, really good one. First off, I'm just going to go out and say the Patriots are last. That shouldn't really be a question. They are the clear-cut worst team in this division. They'll be fighting number one pick. They are actually starting Jacoby Brissett over Drake May, which actually shocked me a little bit. I'm on the train where, hey, unless you got a really good quarterback like a Jordan Love after Aaron Rodgers or an Aaron Rodgers after Brett Favre type situation, then you can bench your rookie. But I mean, listen, I don't think Jacoby Brissett, I've actually said in past episodes that I don't think Jacoby Brissett is that bad. I think he's a starter caliber quarterback, but this team is bad already. So I just think you might as well throw in Drake May to see what you got, right? Let him real game reps. Okay. It's like this team's already not going to be good. People are going to be like, well, he's going to get crushed out there. You're going to ruin his confidence. You're not going to ruin. If you ruin his confidence, he wasn't built for this. If you ruin Drake May's confidence because you start him, he wasn't built for this. Patriots are last in this division. I have the Jets winning this division. Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. I have the Jets winning this division. This is a good football team. Okay, we said it when they were running it with Zach Wilson. This team is just a quarterback away. They went out and got Aaron Rodgers. Last season, he played three snaps, tore his Achilles. Brutal, brutal start to the season for Jets fans. This year, he's back. Got to see how he plays. It's not like Rodgers really relied much on running the football, so that Achilles isn't going to be some like, you better watch out, his run game's going to slow down. It's like there was no run game with Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best, arguably the best passer we've seen in the history of the game. He might be the most talented quarterback we've ever seen, right? So I do have the Jets winning this division with offensive line improvements. You got Breece Hall healthy. You got good receiver Garrett Wilson, who's Aaron Rodgers' guy. Those two together, and a really good defense, arguably the best cornerback duo in the league, right? I mean, they're going to be giving my Niners a run for it on Monday Night Football this week. I actually have Brandon Ayuk in one of my leagues, and I'm a little skeptical on that matchup, right? Because I'm assuming they're going to put sauce on Ayuk, just because Ayuk is clear-cut the best receiver on the 49ers. But anyways, I have the Jets winning this division. I'm throwing the Dolphins at 2. This is another good division, right? With 1, 2, and 3 are really good teams. I'm throwing the Dolphins at 2. Upgraded. I think their defense is fine, and they obviously have a really good offense, right? Tua is a quarterback that if you surround him with the right pieces and you surround him with the right guys, he can succeed. He can if you surround him with that. He's not going to be the guy to, hey, I'm putting the team on my back. Like, let's go. Like, he's not going to be that guy. But Tua will be a guy that if you throw in a Tyreek Hill and a Jalen Waddle and a Devon Achane and a Raheem Mostert, if you throw those guys onto his roster, he can thrive, right? So I think we're going to see that a historically good offense. They've had really, really good offenses these past couple of years. I'm going to throw the Dolphins at 2 in this division. In the third seed is going to be the Bills. The Bills lost guys, right? They lost some defensive pieces like Leonard Floyd. They lost Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. They're going to be relying on receivers like Keon Coleman, who they drafted and they were high on, or Khalil Shakir or Curtis Samuel, kind of a mid wide receiver room. But hint, hint, we're going to get into top quarterbacks later, but they got, in my opinion, the second best quarterback in the NFL on their team. So he's going to make good things happen. I'll get into why I believe he's second best later. But he's always going to make good things happen, right? He's Josh Allen. So I do believe the Bills are still going to be good. And even though they're going to be third in the AFC East, I think that they can still find a way to make it into the playoffs this year. I think they're a better team than the Steelers and the Bengals and the Browns. I mean, honestly, they might be. I mean, that it's their defense took a hit and their offense took a hit. I know that, but I might take that back actually about the Browns and the Bengals, but it's close. I think the Bills are still good, especially with a quarterback like Josh Allen. Okay. We're going to move on to the AFC West. Chiefs number 1. That's pretty self-explanatory. This division went from the best division in football like 2 years ago, which I thought was going to be the best division in football, which is now one of the lower echelon divisions outside of the Kansas City Chiefs. I have the Raiders coming in at number 2 in this division. I don't think Gardner Minshew is that bad. Okay. Gardner Minshew dang near led the Colts to a playoff spot this season. They were pretty much one play away from making it to the playoffs last season with Gardner Minshew at the helm. I like what I've seen from Gardner Minshew. I was reading an article the other day, and had Gardner Minshew as the worst starting quarterback in the league. Come on. What are we doing? That's just not true. I don't think Gardner Minshew's great, but I don't think he's that bad. Like, I mean, we're in a league with Daniel Jones, right, as a starting quarterback, and Sam Darnold. These guys are starters, okay? I'm taking Gardner Minshew over those two, and it's not even close. The Raiders have offensive weapons. We know they have Devontae Adams. They lost Josh Jacobs. I'm high on Zamir White. I like Zamir White. I think he can be a good running back and a good replacement for Josh Jacobs. That dude is buff. Have you seen that dude? He's buff, man. I like Zamir White as a running back. The defensive line in Las Vegas is good, led by Max Crosby. That line is good. The secondary is a little weak, though, and I can understand the skepticism on the Raiders because of that secondary and those defensive backs, but the line is solid. So I don't think the Raiders – do I think they're going to make the playoffs? I don't. I think we'll see one team from the AFC West make the playoffs, which will be the Chiefs winning the division. But I do have the Raiders coming in at 2. I'm going to put the Chargers at 3. I know the Chargers are kind of tough because they pretty much lost all their offensive weapons besides Justin Herbert, but they gained Jim Harbaugh, which is a W, to go from Brandon Staley, who should have been fired years ago. It's just too late. But you pair Justin Herbert with a dang good head coach, good things are going to happen. Maybe not this year right away, but good things are going to happen at some point. I know you lost Keenan Allen. I know you lost Mike Williams. I know you lost Austin Eckler. And the receiver room here is pretty flipping mid. It's not good. Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnson, not the ideal wide receiver room that you want to see. Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh. I like that a lot. I think this team's going to be bad this season. And as I think them and the Broncos, I have the Broncos at four, obviously. And I think both of those teams are going to be like 4 to 6 wins. It's going to be ugly with those. However, I can see the Chargers in a couple of years being better. I do have a feeling that the Broncos, I'll talk about the Broncos for a second. Now starting Bo Nix, he's the starter now over Zach Wilson, which is good call because again, if you've followed the channel, if you followed me for a while, if you know me, you know that I am all about potential rather than somebody I know who sucks. Okay. I know Zach Wilson sucks. Therefore, why would I even think about starting him when I have a guy that we just drafted that goes by the name of Bo Nix, which is tied for the shortest number of characters in a name by someone drafted into the NFL. Bo Nix, 5 total characters in that name, not counting the space. So that is funny, but also, he's just, it's like, give him a shot, throw him in there. Why are we even wasting our time with Zach Wilson? Right. Good call on making Bo Nix a starter in a Sean Payton offense. I don't mind that at all. It's preseason. Okay. So I'm not saying anything. He looked good. That's all I'll say. Okay. He looked good in preseason, and I'm not going out there and saying Bo Nix this, Bo Nix that, but he looked good in preseason. So hopefully Broncos fans are praying that he can translate that into the regular season, which will be good for him in the Broncos. I do have them at 4, though. Weak division outside of Kansas City. Let's move on to the NFC. NFC North, solid 1-2 punch here. I'm going Detroit 1. NFC Championship game last year. Pretty much should have beat the 49ers if we're being realistic. The only reason they didn't is because Dan Campbell got a little too... Listen, I know Dan Campbell's trying to paint this persona as Mr. Aggressive, and I like the aggressive... I like it. I like the aggressiveness. I do, but you got to know... You got to pick your moments, Campbell. He sold them that game. They should have beat the Niners, and they should have went to the Super Bowl. But they did. And the Niners win. Anyways, I got Detroit. They're a really good team. That's a really, really good team with a really good defensive line led by Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, come on. That's a really good defensive line with a really good offensive line with a really good offense led by Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, Jahmyr Gibbs in the backfield with David Montgomery as the RB2, Sam Laporta, breakout tight end last season. That's a good team. Give me them as the number one seed in the NFC North, making the playoffs yet again. I have the Packers coming in at 2. They will make the playoffs. They're not going to be too far behind the Lions, in my opinion. I'm really high on Jordan Love. People out there might be saying, I've heard some skepticism on Jordan Love that, people have more tape on him. They watched him last year. Maybe. Jordan Love it proved to be really, really good last year. He essentially outplayed Brock Purdy I'm a Brock Purdy guy. I'm a Niner fan, and I actually like Brock Purdy. He outplayed Brock Purdy in that whole playoff game, except for right at the end, which incidentally is the most important part, I know. But Jordan Love played really darn good pretty much that entire game, except right in the end. Him and Purdy kind of flopped. But anyways, this is the youngest team in the NFL. The average age, I believe, is like 25.2 or something. They're really young. They got like 4 solid young wide receivers who you don't know who could break out as wide receiver 1, but they're all capable of it. The defense is like solid again, but that's something that you could make an argument that needs a little bit of work in that. But I do love the offense here. I'm putting the Packers at 2. The Bears are going to come in at 3. I think we could see a solid rookie campaign from Caleb Williams this year. I don't think that's that far out of the realm of possibility with Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift, all these new additions that they got, along with DJ Moore. So I think we're going to see the big, I can see a solid Kayla Williams rookie campaign. Not going to make the playoffs though. Coming in at fourth in this division, Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold's your quarterback. Not much else to say about it. Let's move on. He's terrible. NFC South, kind of an interesting division because it's so bad. But the Falcons are not that bad, right? The Falcons made moves. New head coach, new quarterback. That's like two of the most important things ever. I mean, to go from Desmond Ridder and Arthur Smith, Arthur Smith was the biggest reason this team was held back. And to get rid of Arthur Smith, to change the offense entirely, now you got Kirk Cousins in there too as a quarterback. Listen, the Falcons are going to win this division. They made some solid moves this offseason. Matthew Judon. Obviously, they got Bijan. Kyle Pitts. I'm kind of under the belief right now that we might see the year from Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts drafted fourth overall in 2021. High expectations coming in the NFL. Arthur Smith kind of held that back. And we haven't seen that year from Kyle Pitts yet. It's going to be this year. If it's not this year, then you got a dud. Not that Kyle Pitts is that bad. It's just they didn't utilize him right now. If you don't utilize him again, there's just something wrong, right? So there's something wrong there. But I think this is the year you utilize him. Kirk Cousins is going to love him. That's how I'm feeling right now about the Atlanta Falcons. Hold on. I needed some water. Okay. Second team in the NFC South. Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, just they'll be the same kind of like last year. Float around 500 and a little above it. Baker Mayfield had a good season. Got paid this offseason. He got Mike Evans, who prints 100,000 receiving yard seasons like it's nothing. Chris Godwin, Rashad White, solid defense. Solid offense is what I meant to say. None of these teams, I don't think, are as good as the Falcons. This will be the team that gives them the biggest run and will be close enough. But not much to say there. Next is the Saints. I don't have a ton of belief in the Saints. I used to be a really, really big Derek Carr guy. And I still believe that he's a quarterback who would thrive on the 49ers, right? Or like the Dolphins. Like he's a guy that if you put the pieces around him, he can do well. This team just isn't that. I'm not the biggest. I think Chris Olave as an individual player is really good. Alvin Kamara in the backfield, sure. But this team isn't helping Derek Carr a crazy amount. And Derek Carr won't be helping them a crazy amount. Not a ton to see here from the Saints. And then the Panthers, I think, will be better than last season. That was one thing that's like, I could see the Panthers potentially. This offensive line is horrid. That's their problem. That's their biggest problem because Bryce Young wasn't that bad last year. Just him by himself. I watched a lot of Panthers games last year. I kind of root for the Panthers because I liked Bryce Young. Everyone was hating on him. I've always liked the Panthers colorway ever since I was young. So I was kind of, and I had Adam Thielen on my fantasy team last year. So I was watching a lot of Panthers games. Bryce Young as a quarterback was not that bad. The offensive line is what was terrible. That's still bad. He has a little more help this year. It's not going to be great though. Could I see the Panthers potentially hitting the third seed, third team in this division? Maybe. But it doesn't matter. NFC East. Who's going to win this one? Cowboys, Eagles. Well, it's not going to be the Commanders or Giants. It's going to be the Cowboys. Dallas. That's who I got as the number one seed in the NFC East. CeeDee Lamb paid. That man got his bag. I know they have no run game right now. Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott, who's like 150 years old. Still a good defense. Still a good offense. Dak Prescott is a guy that will lead this team with, you know, Dak can get a little crazy with the ball sometimes. But this offense is really good. And this is a team when I watch the offense, you're just like, they're moving. Like, this team is moving the ball. That being said, one playoff win max for the Cowboys. That's how it goes. But I do think they're going to end up winning this division. I just like their offense a lot. Like, I really do. And you're going to see guys like Michael Parsons and hopefully a leap from Trayvon Diggs if you're a Cowboys fan. Give me the Cowboys at one. Give me the Eagles at two. Again, pretty similar. I think it'll be a close race. The Eagles' defense, though, is kind of what makes me a little hesitant. I don't love the Eagles' defense at all, quite frankly. So I'm going to slide them at two, put the Commanders at three with Jaden Daniels. I think we might see Jaden Daniels start a little slow and then really pick it up towards the end of the year and prove to be a solid quarterback for Washington. And then the Giants at four. They're just bad. Daniel Jones is... Yeah, he's worse than Darnold. He's probably the worst quarterback in the NFL, starting quarterback in the NFL. So I'm putting them at four. He's just bad. He's just so bad. I feel so bad for Malik Nabers to get drafted with that bozo. NFC West. Who the heck's going to win it? This is a tough one. This is a tough one. I got the Niners winning it.
What? Niner fan,
you should know that if you know me by now, I'm going to call it how it is. And I will, if my team's deserving of criticism, I'll criticize them. It doesn't bother me at all. I do think the Niners are going to win this division. If everyone stays healthy, they should win this division. If everyone stays healthy, they should win the Super Bowl. This is the best team. This is the best assembled roster. There is not one roster in the NFL that has more star power than the 49ers. They have the offensive genius as their head coach. They have a good quarterback, best running back in the NFL, best offensive lineman in the NFL, top three tight end, really good receiver room, best linebacker in the NFL, one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. What more needs to be said? This team is loaded. If they stay healthy, they should win the division, and they should win the Super Bowl. Will they? No. That's a story for another time. That's a debate for another time. But the 49ers, I do think, will win this division, probably make the NFC Championship, maybe make it back to the Super Bowl. If their kryptonite Patrick Mahomes makes it back to the Super Bowl, they will likely lose because Shanahan gets outcoached by Andy Reid every single time. But give me the 49ers to win the NFC West. I got the Rams at number two, but it's close, okay? The Rams are going to be good. I'm a Stafford believer. I like Matthew Stafford. This offense and defense is good. I think the Rams will be close behind the Niners, won't quite make it. After that, I kind of wanted to put the Cardinals at three, but I didn't. I'm putting the Seahawks at three, mediocre, 8-9, 9-8-ish. And then you'll have the Cardinals win five or six games this year, looking up. Maybe seven. I can see the Cardinals looking up from last year with a healthy Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride takes a leap. Defense is still bad. That's something you got to figure out for your Cardinals fan. Those are my division winners. That's how I think every division is going to play out for this upcoming season that starts on Thursday. Super duper hyped. Can't be more hyped. Let's move on to the next topic. We're going to be talking about the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, who I believe is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Give you some honorable mentions as well. Let me start with this. The quarterbacks, ranking quarterbacks, man, it's tough. I mean, it is so difficult. There are so many good quarterbacks in the NFL. I just have such a difficult time. So I made my list before this. I don't know how confident in it I am. And this is a list that I do think could change, like tomorrow. Guys could fluctuate. I think I have my top five down. Then you go from 6 to 13, and dudes can just up and down, right? That's kind of where I'm at right now. But I finalized it for now. This is where I'm at with my top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Starting with number one, If you have, I'll say this to start. If you are making a top quarterback list and your number one is not Patrick Mahomes, throw it away. You're wrong. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not even close. He's in a tier of his own. That doesn't even need to really be elaborated on. Everybody should know that. Okay, let's move on to number two. I gave y'all a little hint earlier. Josh Allen. Josh Allen gets hate, okay? And I see that. Josh Allen gets a ton of hate. He slings the ball. He's a gunslinger. Josh Allen is a gunslinger. When he gets into the red zone, sometimes you kind of got to hold your breath. Sometimes he gets a little nuts with the football. He's a gunslinger. But there is stuff that he does that nobody else can do. That's who Josh Allen is. He can do things that dang near nobody else could do in the history of the game. He is like, I don't believe in jinxing. I'm going to do it just for the people out there. But he's like, just doesn't get hurt. And he takes so many hits. He's like a tank. Elite rusher, elite passer, gets a little crazy sometimes. I understand that. But if there's any quarterback in the league that I can have on my team and I can't take Patrick Mahomes, I'm taking Josh Allen. Number three, I got to throw in Joe Burrow. Healthy, okay? Well, he's never healthy. I get that. And honestly, if you want to dock him for that, go for it. I'm not even going to hate that. But when Joe Burrow is healthy, like I said, the one season Joe Burrow was healthy, we saw them go to the Super Bowl. So I have Joe Burrow sliding in at my three spot. And again, I think this 3-4 guys could be swapped. Some people might have this guy at three. I have him at four. Some people might have him as high as two, which is fine, honestly. But I do think the answer for number two is Josh Allen. Anyways, Lamar Jackson, MVP winner. I used to not be very high on Lamar Jackson. I mean, 2 years ago, I was doing podcasts and I was making top 10 quarterback lists and I didn't even have Lamar Jackson on there. Shout out to my guy, Hank. Hank, if you're listening to this, you were on an episode with me, I'm pretty sure, where we did top 10 quarterbacks, or we just talked about Lamar. I know Finn was on an episode with me where I left Lamar off my top 10 list. So shout out those guys if you're listening. Go back and listen. Well, actually, that probably wouldn't do you any good. That was like 2 years ago. But you can if you want to, though. You can go back and listen to it. They all should be up. Not on YouTube, though. But anyways, Lamar Jackson, fourth. Listen, the biggest dock on Lamar Jackson that I used to have was his passing. I didn't think it was that great. I really didn't. And I stand by how I felt that I didn't think Lamar Jackson was a great passer. I still don't think he was a great passer. He got better. And I said he might get better. And if he does, I'll change my opinion. And he did. Lamar Jackson got better as a passer. He's a better passer than he was 2 years ago. He won that first MVP award back in 2019 strictly because of his rushing ability. This past year, it was a combination of both. He's such a good rusher. He's such a good runner. Such a good one. And when you add in that dual threat of passing, so Lamar Jackson will slide in at my four. This is where you could start to get a little, this gets a little controversial. I think some people might disagree with how I feel about who I have at number five. My number five is CJ Stroud. So I think there are some people who aren't going to be super duper fond of that. But I think there are people out there who might even have him higher. And listen, like I said, I mentioned all these guys earlier when talking about the teams and the divisions. I am a big believer in CJ Stroud. What I saw last year, I loved. And what I think I'm going to see again this year is him building off of last year, a couple even more weapons in the offense, adding Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. I think this team just gets better, and I think CJ Stroud elevates it even more. I'm a believer in CJ Stroud. He was in the MVP conversation for dang near almost the entire season last year, and it was valid too. I have Stroud flying in at number five on my rankings. That's my top five, and I'm pretty confident in that. This is where it starts to get a little, what the heck are you doing? Some people might be asking me. Really, anywhere from like six down, it's crazy. Okay. Number six, I got the guy who played 3 snaps last year. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. But he was hurt last year. How do you know? Good question. I don't know. He was hurt last year. He tore his Achilles. He played 3 snaps for the New York Jets. How do I know Aaron Rodgers is going to be the 6th best quarterback in the league? I'm just basing it off of this. Before he was hurt, he was a top quarterback like this, sitting in rankings like this. He is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He is arguably the most talented quarterback of all time. He has weapons around him to succeed this season. He doesn't rely on that leg too much to where that Achilles is going to hinder some aspects of his game a lot. And I'm not saying it's not going to affect anything, but it's not like if this was Lamar Jackson who tore his Achilles, things would be a little bit different. This is Aaron Rodgers, who's a pocket passer. He's a master at it. And I have him at 6. He's that good. The Jets are good. He's great. I'm a believer in Aaron Rodgers. I have him at 6. Coming in at number 7, Matthew Stafford. Yep. Again, not a ton to say about Stafford. The only thing about Stafford that I am not like, because he's more of a traditional passer. He's not the guy with the fastest wheels and he's taking off and juke, juke, juke like these new guys are. But Matt, the only slight criticism I have of Matthew Stafford is sometimes his deep ball is bad. Some people might be like, what? No, sometimes Matthew Stafford's deep ball is bad, but not all the time. And that's just the only thing I could think of if I was like nitpicking Matthew Stafford. I'm still a believer. I wish the Niners drafted traded for Matthew Stafford during the Jimmy Garoppolo era and said they traded 3 first-round picks and drafted Trey Lance. I was all on board for Stafford. I still wish that happened. We probably would have won a Super Bowl by now. I like Brock Purdy. I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying if we had Stafford back then, things could have been different. They probably wouldn't have won it. They definitely wouldn't have won it in 2021 when the Rams won. The Rams wouldn't have won it is what I meant to say, not the Niners. Anyways, Stafford at 7. This is getting weird now. There's so many good quarterbacks in the NFL. I got Justin Herbert at 8. I know he hasn't won a playoff game. The time he made the playoffs against the Jags, they had a massive lead in the first half and blew it in the second half. Like an absolute choke job. Like he went full Kyle Shanahan on us. Justin Herbert's still elite. He's got arguably the best arm in the league. He's so accurate. He's got great pocket presence. He can scramble. He can extend plays. It's going to be tough for him this year because he doesn't have a ton to rely on. But I got Justin Herbert, man, as my 8th best quarterback. Number 9, I got Brock Purdy. I have Brock Purdy at 9. I hate the Brock Purdy is the system quarterback talk. I think that's such foolishness. He's not. Let's get this narrative out of our head. If you've watched Brock Purdy play the game of football, you will know he's not a system quarterback. He does more things than some of these other guys can do. He's such a good extender of plays. He can roll out. He can call an audible on the fly and figure something out on his own. Find point to Ayuk to get open. He can just manage the game and manage the players on the field. Like he's such a good leader and he can do it all. He can do it all. And I'm a fan of Brock Purdy. I have him at my 9th slot. He's super accurate. But he threw like 3 interceptions in the preseason in the training camp. I don't care, dude. It's preseason. That doesn't really concern me. If he starts throwing picks left and right in the regular season, okay. Then we have a problem. But no, I have Brock coming in at 9. To round out my top 10, I have Jared Goff. He proved a lot to me last year, NFC Championship game, and he was a big reason they were there. He's kind of like Brock Purdy. I mean, he's accurate. He can extend a play if he needs to. He's got good pocket presence. Jared Goff has come a long way since his Rams days. And I got him rounding on my top 10. My 3 honorable mentions for the top 10 list were Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, and Kirk Cousins. Like I said, the quarterbacks are just, man, it is just tough to rank quarterbacks. So my list could totally fluctuate. It could definitely change at some point, and it probably will. But that's just where I'm at right now. I think that is my top 10 quarterback list heading into the season. All right. One final topic that I want to get into. Some Monday night football action. We got the Jets and the Niners facing off in Santa Clara, California. The first Monday night football game of the year. It's going to be a good one. They picked a good one, I think, for Monday night. Although Jets fans aren't happy because their last week one Monday night football game resulted in Aaron Rodgers destroying his leg. So Jets fans may not be stoked about that one, but here we are. Monday night football is only a couple of days away. How do I think this game is going to go? Just some really quick opinions, and then we'll get out of here. First off, the Niners are favored by 4.5. That's been fluctuating. I've seen it go from 3.5 to 4 and a 4.5. But when I checked before this, it was 4.5. Who the heck knows, though? Because it's kind of a tough one. I can see the Jets winning this game. And this is why. First off, the Jets have had offseason drama. But what I'm going to say is this. The Niners have had more offseason drama than anybody. Than anybody. They have been the drama queens of the offseason. Brandon Ayuk had the most annoying and frustrating holdout of all time. He even said today in an interview, he said, I made it a lot more difficult on the team than I really needed to. He said that. Brandon Ayuk took the same offer that's been on the table for the past 3 weeks. So he hasn't even been there. Trent Williams came back today trying to get his contract. He's been holding out because he wanted guaranteed money. He got it. He got his guaranteed money. The Niners are just throwing out money right now. And so anyways, there's been lots of drama with these guys. Ricky Pearsall just got shot in San Francisco in Union Square. Glad he's okay. A lot of drama for the 49ers in the offseason. Guys haven't been there. I mean, they haven't been playing with Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk. It's going to look different heading into a Monday Night Football game against a dang good defense, man. And this, might I add, that this 49ers offensive line is like abysmal besides Trent Williams. I mean, when Trent Williams is not there, this is a bottom five offensive line in the league. That dude holds it down and puts us into the top half, which is wild to think about. But I might lean the Jets for this game. I could see the Niners coming off slow, Shanahan being all snarky and smart with his, he's probably gonna like get all cute and fancy and we're the Niners, we made the Super Bowl last year, we didn't win it, we made it though. I mean, we're the Niners. I can see that, and it probably will happen. So I think the Niners might lose this game by like a field goal. Again, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I think the Jets are going to win their division. I think they're going to win the AFC East. But I think this is going to be it should be a good game. I'm obviously rooting for the Niners, hoping they bring it home. But like I said, I think there's just been too many like missing variables for the 49ers this offseason in these past couple of weeks and in training camp. And they haven't really been able to flow as a team yet. And I could see them coming out a little slow. They've always done that. I mean, remember they lost to the Bears. They almost lost that week. I think it was the year before that when they ended up the year they lost the NFC Championship to the Rams. They lost. They blew a fat lead to the Lions in week one. They end up winning, but it was like ridiculous. Next year they lost to the Bears week one. That was a wild game though, but they all looked terrible. I mean, that's just the Niners. I mean, they come out soft sometimes and they come out undisciplined, right? That's the Kyle Shanahan regime. Undisciplined football is how they come out a lot of the time. So could I see the 49ers treating this like it's nothing? And even though they haven't really had the team around them yet, like for the last couple of weeks, I could see that happening. Would I be shocked if the Niners won? No. It's the best team in the league. They should win. So, best roster in the league. So that's kind of how I'm feeling about this Niners-Jets Monday night game. I think it's going to be a really good one. X Factor. Jake Moody again. I just don't believe in that guy at all. So hopefully he can prove me wrong this year. But that's my opinion on how this Monday Night Football game is going to go. And that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Really appreciate you all tuning in. Again, this is my first episode in a couple of months. I'm glad to be back. Going to be coming at you way more consistently. I'm hoping to do two episodes a week. One strip, just like a strictly podcast episode of all things going on, talking about what's been going on in the football weeks and if anything happens in basketball and whatnot. And then I'm kind of thinking of starting like a fantasy football weekly episode. Nothing too long, just starts and sits, weekly rankings, stuff like that. How I think fantasy will look. So you'll be on the lookout for that. I'm going to be posting clips and stuff on social medias, obviously. And I'm going to throw this up on YouTube so y'all can follow me on social media. On Instagram at the nightshift.pod, on TikTok at the nightshiftpod, and on Twitter at the nightshift with two T's at the beginning, two T's at the end. Again, find us on YouTube at the nightshiftpod. In most of those bios, at least I know the Instagram one for sure, and I'm pretty positive Twitter, you can hit the link tree. There's a link tree which will send you, which will give you all the links to all the social medias, my social media, my personal stuff, all the social medias for the pod, and where to listen to the show. Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube, everything. It'll go there. So that's where you can find all that information. But until then, until next time, folks, that's going to be it for me. I'm just going to mosey on out here, get ready for some football. Probably won't. I may have a week one fantasy video shooting at you on Friday, Saturday-ish. Be on the lookout for that. I may not, though. Just trying to figure that out as we go. So be on the lookout. But anyways, thanks for making it to the end. If you made it to the end, I assume you enjoyed something about this entire thing. So leave a rating, leave a like, leave a review, leave a 5-star, leave a thumbs up, leave a heart. Whatever you can leave in a positive way, I'd really, really appreciate it. Tell somebody about the channel. Just try to grow this as much as possible. I'm a busy guy. I'm a full-time student taking tons of classes. I have a radio show. Ooh, that's a good thing. Got to plug the radio show. I got a radio show once a week. 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Thursdays, every Thursday. You can listen to it on ksun.studio. Me and my buddy Trevin, it's called Highly Disputed, where we talk, we do sports talk, and we also play classic rock. So sports talk and classic rock, we'll talk sports and divide our topics with classic rock songs. So 2 hours a week, every Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Definitely go listen to that. I'm also trying to become a commentator for my school. So for some of the sports teams here. So a lot of things on my plate right now. But we're making it happen. We're just living. Loving the Lord and getting through life at one day at a time. So, all right. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate y'all that tune into the night shift. And we'll be back with another episode soon. So that'll be it for me. I'm out. Peace. Oh,